From Business and Bourbon, I am Ronnell Richards, and this is Day Drinking, your daily dose of business motivation, inspiration, and education. A bite-sized version of business and bourbon wisdom to help you on your journey to personal and professional success. Business and bourbon.
So I'm hearing a lot about servant leadership lately, and a lot of people waxing poetic about what servant leadership is, but I gotta tell you, I feel that most of you have no clue what it really means. If I were to ask most people, they're gonna talk about things that are Philly things, you know, how they support their people, right? But that's not what servant leadership is. Servant leadership is about making tough decisions, about truly serving someone's best interest. And I'm going to share a personal story with you that really exemplifies what servant leadership is. Last night, my daughter comes to my room after a basketball game and she's crying. She's crying and she's saying, "Dad, I'm sorry that I've disappointed you. I've disappointed you in my performance." And it was a very tough, very emotional moment. And I had to tell her, "No, you haven't disappointed me. I'm very proud of you." Here's why she said that. Some of you may know, a lot of you don't know, my daughter had two surgeries this last year. Okay, she tore her ACL. She had to have two surgeries. This is her first season back after literally being out for a year. She comes back to a team that is the three-time region champion and two-time Final Four semifinal state contender. And she comes back to a team where all of the previous players are gone. Okay, they've either graduated or they've transferred to other schools. She's the only returning starter from the previous successful teams. And she is on a team with underclassmen that are very, very challenged, to say the least. They have won one game. One game. I put her in that situation. We could have transferred like the other players did. Could have transferred to another school. But I realized that the only way she's going to grow as a young adult and prepare herself, help to prepare her for success in the future, is that if I put her in difficult situations where she has to rise to the occasion, where she has to flex new muscles, where she has to learn new skill sets. So this season of one loss and a whole lot of ass whoopings is building a skill set that she would have never built otherwise. And it is painful and it's emotional and it's difficult because I want to protect her, just like you want to protect your employees, right? Are you putting in them in those situations? Here's what servant leadership means. It means making difficult decisions. Making choices that I'm telling you right now, your employees will not appreciate 9 times out of 10. They will not appreciate and they will not understand. But you have to make those decisions in their best interest, okay? But they will not appreciate in the moment. But long term, they will, and it will benefit your business. That's what true servant leadership is. Anyone can pat people on the back and be a cheerleader for them. Anyone can do that. Not everyone can make the difficult decisions, can put people in a situation where they have to feel pain so that they can be successful. That's what a servant leader does. A servant leader truly is selfless. Truly selfless. If you're selfless, you're willing to go through pain yourself. It is painful to watch my daughter go through this. It is painful. It is difficult to put your employees in situations where they will struggle. But it is necessary if you truly are focused on serving their best interest. That's what a servant leader is.
Thank you for listening to Day Drinking by Business and Bourbon. If you enjoyed our show, you can support it by rating us 5 stars and reviewing on Apple or your favorite podcast platform. Hey, I'd also like to invite you to join our movement to combat entrepreneur porn. You can do that by signing up for a free membership on the Business and Bourbon Network. You'll have access to exclusive content and forums where you can collaborate and uncover new business opportunities, jobs, investors, and further your business education. You can sign up at businessandbourbon.net. Again, that's businessandbourbon.net. Thank you for listening. And remember, your success is based on the little things you do each day, not the massive actions. Go out and execute the little things with discipline and consistency, and you'll be a winner in life and business.